One Love. Reggae und Dancehall auf Köln Campus.
Wir machen ja gerade ein Special über das Ruhr-Reggae-Summer-Festival in Mülheim an der Ruhr letztes Wochenende. Und Milian und ich hatten die Ehre, einen ganz großen Headliner vors Mikro zu bekommen. Ich verrat's euch jetzt, es geht um...
Terrace Riley!
Ja, die Gelegenheit hat man natürlich nicht so oft. Und was er uns erzählt hat, das wollen wir euch nicht vorenthalten.
This is Terrace Riley representing for One Love Radio. Bigging up the youths up on the Cologne campus, listening all over. And do remember, this music is our music. It comes from a little place across the world named Jamaica, land we love, so it represents love. Enjoy the music and have a good time. Terrace Riley talking to you. One love.
So how are you feeling tonight?
I'm all right. I feel good. It's kind of cool. But I mean, we're ready for nice at the place. It's very nice. I love the tour. I love the travel. I am excited. I'm ready.
You've been touring a lot lately, right?
In Europe? Not lately. I've been touring a lot since inception. I've been touring before I was singing. I used to go and tour with my father. So now I'm doing Terrace Riley tour, you know what I mean? So I love music, and touring is a part of music. So we're on a new tour. We did the East and West Coast of America about 2-3 weeks ago. And now we're touring extensively in Europe until the end of this month. So it's cool.
So, when you play your music, what is your greatest wish? What kind of message do you want to...
My message is just about loving yourself, having a good time. You know, I'm not really political, nor religious, nor nothing like that. I'm a Rasta man, so that don't hide in my music. But I'm more into just bringing people together and having a good time. It's a concert, it's a party. So we don't want to party too recklessly. But we do want to have a good time, so it can't be boring like church. And you know, you want to have a good time.
And there are a lot of young, new fans all around the world. Are you appealing to the new reggae generation?
I'm a part of the new reggae generation, you know. It's just because I started really young. But I'm a part of this generation. I'm here now. So I'm appealing to everyone. I'm really appealing to everyone, and from all over.
Thanks.
So what do you feel when you're on stage?
I feel music.
That's just so simple.
I feel comfortable. I feel music. I feel nice.
Awesome. Oh, so we don't want to disturb you so long.
You can talk to me, man.
So
I can multitask. Talk to me.
Okay, well, when did you discover that you want to do music?
I didn't discover that I wanted to do music. I've just been around music all my life. So I spend a lot of time, I have to be with my father again, you know, and my mother. They really love music. So it's my father's job. So I'm just around music, around it till I find out.
So you've been born into it, right?
Yeah, maybe it was born into me. Because music was in my family before I was born. So, you know.
But you're born in America, but you represent...
yeah, because I never grew up in America, you know. I don't know nothing about America.
I know.
My mother just pushed me out there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I never have no choice in that. But I am Jamaican. I learned back about America as a big youth. That's the funniest thing. People laugh at me. And one of the reasons why the biggest thing with me was a problem was in Jamaica and in America, I go through the stereotype of both. Because in Jamaica, as a little youth, I could travel. A lot of my friends couldn't travel. So them used to feel bad and say, yeah, you can travel when you want to, and make up them face on me. And then when I go to America now, and the way I talk, or the way I look, them say, hey, him talk with an accent, or him dress in bright colors, or whatever. And I say, Ross. So it's like, you're not too Jamaican enough, you're not too American enough. So I say, fuck all of that. I just be Terrace. I don't have to be any nation. I'm just a human being.
You can enjoy this freedom.
I enjoy freedom. Yeah. Freedom is mine, you know what I mean? So I'm a human being. But I mean, definitely my heart and soul is in Jamaica and in the culture, because that's how I grow up. You know what I mean? I grow up in that. I never grow with a American culture.
And do you have a spiritual message in your soul?
My spiritual message is for me. Yes. I don't give people spiritual messages. Because everybody have their own choice to make their own spiritual decision. And I'm not a pastor. And I'm not a sorcerer or a wizard or anything. So I leave people's spirit alone. If my music touches your spirit, then great. But I'm not here to give spiritual messages. That's for people. I don't want you to talk about spiritual color, class, sex, none of that. That's your business. I can tell you how I feel about my spirit. Again, I tell about Rastafari. I tell about Jamaica land we love. I tell about roots and culture and Africa. But that's just me sharing it with you. But I'm not here to give you a spiritual message. No, 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 no. That's your spirit. You give your own spirit your own message. You understand
yes.
me?
Thanks.
Yeah, you have that freedom. Because mm-hmm. why must I have freedom to do it and you don't have it? I don't need to talk about, I don't need to give you any even advice. I don't want to give you no advice because guess what I know? There is a voice that speak to you better than any advice that I would give you. So I have a voice that tell me, yo, Taurus, he's a Rasta man. You have your tattoos and your gold and your this and your reggae and your blah, blah, Rastafari. You have your voice. Listen to your voice. And listen to my voice on the record and on stage. And we all be free and live good.
Yes, we will all be free and live good. Das waren positive Vibes von Taurus Riley. Und er hat uns echt beeindruckt mit seinen Ansichten.
One Love. Reggae und Dancehall auf Köln Campus.